This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. British Prime Minister Theresa May has reasons to be cheerful at the European Union summit in Malta tomorrow. Her Brexit bill, authorizing her to start talks to leave the EU, won a key vote in Parliament. And fresh from her White House visit, she has hopes for a free trade deal with America. But closeness to Trump is not seen as a good thing by everyone in Europe. Stephen Beard reports from London.
In Parliament, Prime Minister May taunted the leader of the opposition. Could he have equaled her own recent success in America?
Would he have been able to lay the foundations of a trade deal?
No.
Would he have got a 100% commitment to NATO?
No.
But while May's supporters are thrilled she hit it off with President Trump, among her European partners, it's not playing so well.
The change in Washington puts the European Union in a difficult situation.
The head of the European Council, Donald Tusk, ranked the new American president, alongside Russia, China and radical Islam, as a threat to the future of the EU. Can May expect a warm welcome in Malta tomorrow?
I think the reception she's going to get is going to be pretty frosty.
John Springford of the Centre for European Reform says most EU leaders don't appreciate May cozying up to the new, highly controversial president. And he says that Trump's offer of a free trade deal with Britain will hinder her Brexit negotiations.
A lot of Europeans see this as essentially the UK trying to use the deal to blackmail the EU into giving lots of concessions to the UK, and they don't take it very kindly.
But others argue that security may well trump the European worries about Brexit and the new president's apparent hostility to the EU.
But I think people do recognise that there has to be a relationship with the United States. The US is the only game in town when it comes to security.
Stephen Booth of the Open Europe think tank says by extracting at least a verbal commitment to NATO from President Trump, May has proved her worth to the rest of Europe.
If the UK can focus US minds on the importance of NATO, the UK will remain of value to the European Union.
And therefore worth doing a generous deal with.
Yes, I think that would be the logic.
But he accepts the rest of the EU may pursue a different logic, that if the bloc is to survive, Brexit must not be a success. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.